if you can find a piece of technology that allows you to support and encourage parent engagement, I think that's a really great first step for schools and features to look for. Anytime parents and staff can engage and work together to meet those common goals and safety goals, that's a win, right?
Hello there, and welcome to today's episode of the Easy EdTech Podcast. If we haven't met before, my name is Monica Burns. I'm a former New York City public school teacher, and I've been out of the classroom for a few years, leading professional development for teachers and writing about all things EdTech on my blog, classtechtips.com. You might be used to joining me on Tuesdays for new episodes of the podcast, and today is a special bonus episode in partnership with Pick My Kid. And I'm excited to bring you another special bonus episode today on a Sunday of the Easy EdTech Podcast. Before we jump into today's episode, a quick reminder, you can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast for all of the show notes and resources from this episode. And if you're listening to this on a popular podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or even Google Podcasts, you should see a link, a clickable link in the description. If you click on it, even as I'm talking and you're listening to this episode, it'll take you out to a separate page with lots of links and resources from today. This episode is sponsored by Pick My Kid. Many schools struggle with dismissal processes that waste time and leave students vulnerable. Pick My Kid empowers schools to simplify dismissal, engage parents, and keep students safe with their easy-to-use platform for both dismissal and emergency management. That way, everyone has peace of mind and can focus on what really matters: learning. Get started transforming your school safety on the platform used by over 2,500 schools in all 50 states at pickmykid.com by requesting a demo. Today's episode is titled Using Ed Tech to Boost School Safety, and I'm very excited to chat with Sydney from the Pick My Kid team today. We talk all about using ed tech to promote school safety, to make sure that everyone has a safe and smooth school day from the start through dismissal and beyond. If you caught one of my blog posts from earlier this year on tips that connect ed tech with school safety goals, we expand on some of the things I talk about in that blog post in today's episode. So I know you're going to enjoy this conversation, the stories and strategies that Sydney shares. Let's go ahead and jump in. Welcome to the podcast, Sydney. I am so excited to chat with you about this topic of using ed tech to promote school safety. But before we jump into all of that, can you share a little bit about your role in education? What does your day-to-day look like?
Awesome. My name is Sydney. I'm the Senior Director of Customer Success at Pick My Kid, and I spend my days empowering schools to use technology to help improve their campus safety. And my team takes care of all the training, onboarding, and support for our Pick My Kid schools.
Fantastic. And, you know, we're going to talk about Pick My Kid throughout the episode today. I'm confident because it relates so much to our big topic, right? So today we're talking about school safety and how ed tech or education technology, classroom technology, the technology that's used by a school or district can help schools tackle school safety challenges. But before we talk about the technology connection, what are some of the pain points or challenges schools and districts have related to school safety in general?
Of course. I really do love that a big part of what I do includes being able to hear that transparent feedback from our leaders in education. And I hear a lot that many schools are struggling with keeping emergency contact information up to date, mm-hmm. right? Most school staff find it really relatable when I mention those bright colored paper cards, right? Stuffed in a front office filing cabinet. Mm-hmm. And they're really often inaccessible to staff and certainly not reviewed as often as they should be. Mm-hmm. I would say that's a big one. You know, parents and contacts change their phone numbers a lot. So sometimes those cards are out to date, even just a couple months, right? Mm-hmm. After a parent has filled them out. So that's a really big one. I often find that schools express to me that they are not as confident as they wish they were in their emergency planning. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they'll tell me their emergency processes and guides are still being stored in binders, and they don't feel like all of their staff are, you know, maybe as well-versed as they should be, right? They also talk about their drills, that they kind of feel like they're forced to do these drills, but what next, right? What is helpful for me about this? And is there something I can do to make it better so that everyone actually feels prepared when an emergency happens versus just feeling prepared for a drill, right? Those are some of the biggest pain points. And I mean, I would definitely be remiss if I didn't mention the end of day process. Mm-hmm. I hear that nonstop, right? Talking about keeping track of your students when the bell rings. A lot of them say that this is their most chaotic time of day, and they absolutely dread that end of day bell ringing because they don't know where to make those improvements or where to start. They feel like something could be better, but they just don't know what to do or how to change it. And I think those are probably the biggest things I hear from schools.
Yeah, just the organization, the logistics, and, you know, not only is it that end of the day, which I know we're going to come back to because there's so much there, right? But, you know, it's all the parts of the day, you know, and when you mentioned those, you know, the cards, like the physical emergency contact cards, like that's one way to do it, right? But, you know, as you said, you know, sometimes it's hard just know exactly, like we know that there's something we want to do better, that we want to have organized in a way that makes more sense, but we're just not sure what that is, right? Or like what exactly is going to help us do that. And, you know, the school dismissal piece, I know I've shared this, you know, with folks on previous, you know, we did a bonus episode, I want to say earlier this year around that specific topic, you know, it is just a lot, right? Whether it's the car rider line wrapping around the school building, you know, and looking for everyone. And not to say that there's not systems in place, right? In places, right? And I work with schools in all parts of the country where, you know, there's systems for sure. But is it the best system, right? Is it optimized? Is it something that is responsive to all the things you just mentioned, right? That can change with contact information, right? Even on a very mellow school day, right? Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we're able to get in touch with everyone we need to. So, you know, this really leads into the pain points that you mentioned, really lead into the next question that I have for you, which is how can digital tools support school safety? What are the kind of features that can make a difference during all parts of the day?
I mean, there's so many, right? There's a lot of really great ways that technology can make improvements at schools and especially with school safety. And they don't all necessarily need complicated setups, expensive equipment, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of technology, if you can find a piece of technology that allows you to support and encourage parent engagement, I think that's a really great first step for schools and features to look for. Anytime parents and staff can engage and work together to meet those common goals and safety goals, that's a win, right? Mm-hmm. Technology makes it so easy for parents and staff to communicate, right? And know which people should be picking up my child. You know, where is my child right now? Have they moved into their after school program? Is there a safety concern on campus, right? Mm-hmm. There's so many amazing ways, but you want to make sure that those tools you're adding are not actually making life harder for your staff, right? I mean, one of the biggest things I see too is that there's a lot of great tools out there, but if it requires your teachers and staff to completely turn their whole day upside down, that's not a great thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, teachers are heroes, right? They already have so much on their plate. They already have trainings, right? They already have a million things going on, and they should be allowed to focus on your child and education while these tools support them, not focused on the tools while the children take the backseat. Does that make sense? So
absolutely.
That's one of the biggest things I personally would recommend. Yeah.
And such a great point to just acknowledge that, right? If we're introducing a digital tool, right? Not only does it need to address that pain point or that problem, right? Or have features that make it, you know, really easy to tackle that. It also really needs to be easy for those everyday interactions for anyone who's going to use it, right? So the communication emphasis you just made on families being able to get information and engage with this type of content or system or part of the day is so crucial, but for teachers too, right? Anytime we're bringing in a new tool or resource, there's got to be that gut check to say, like, is this worth any type of investment of time, right? And are there going to be barriers that make it really hard to use that? I know that's a conversation I have a lot with ed tech companies. Right. Like, is this making things easier, or does someone have to jump through a whole bunch of hoops in order to even get to the first step, right? To make this work. And, you know, as we're thinking about school safety in different parts of the day, the dismissal process, which we mentioned already, right, is an area of the school day that can feel overwhelming, to say the least. So what are some of the ways you've seen this time of the day specifically impacted by digital tools and some of the features you just mentioned?
The number one way staff describe their dismissal process to me, because that's something we always start with new schools, is let's start with where you're at right now. And the words that always jump out are loud and chaotic. It's it never fails. If you ask a teacher, a staff member, how to describe it, they include those words. And digital dismissal tools, right? Like Pick My Kid, and safety tools like Pick My Kid, once they're implemented, a lot of our schools express that the classrooms are quieter at the bell. Staff don't dread dismissal duty all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Parents don't need to show up 2 hours before the bell rings to, you know, camp out in front of the school. And many times they feel exhausted and at wit's end when they get to my team. And we have a lot of schools that have experienced such crazy car lines or dismissal processes that they even have to pay the county to have a police officer come mitigate traffic. And that comes out of their budget that can be used for many other things, right? I mean, and our schools can say goodbye to that expense, right? Which is a plus. But I've even had schools tell me that they've gotten tickets. I didn't even, before doing this, I didn't even know that was possible. The schools can get tickets and fines if they cause too much traffic congestion or too many safety issues. And I mean, you should be able to improve your efficiencies and processes, but also increase safety. They don't have to be mutually, you know, like separate. They can exist together, efficiency and safety. And that's one thing that I want to definitely touch on and encourage, right?
Yeah.
It's not a fairy tale. It can happen. And, you know, it definitely does exist.
It's such a great point. And I've definitely worked with schools where they've had, you know, a police officer, right, or someone else who has to be on site for the reasons that you're talking about, with just making sure traffic is working, making sure everyone knows which turn, right, to make in, and everything is running in a smooth way. And, you know, we think about especially challenging parts of the day. And a lot of times with goal setting, when I'm talking with educators about setting goals or trying out new tech tools, you know, we talk a lot about that attainable versus, right, aspirational. And I think sometimes when we have a big thing that we're taking on, we're like, can I even reach this, right? Is this something that is attainable, right? And one of the things that, you know, I love just having talked so much to your team is just how doable, right, this is for a part of the day that we could almost throw our hands up and say, like, I know there's got to be a better way, but I'm not sure. Yeah. like, what is that first next step? And we recently featured Pick My Kid on the blog. The post has 7 technology tips for your school safety goals, and there's a bunch of them on there. there, like managing daily pickup, right? Thinking about dismissal and protocol and after school connections, right? And all these different things. So can you tell us a little bit more for someone who hasn't heard of it before, you know, or only in our conversation so far, what exactly can Pick My Kid do for schools?
Right. So I know, you know, in the course of our conversation, we've talked a lot about dismissal, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel like I could talk about the benefits of Pick My Kid for hours. I've been doing this for so many years and I'm so passionate about it. Pick My Kid truly can help schools feel confident and empowered during dismissal, knowing they're sending students home safely, tracking how they're getting there, but streamlining their processes at the same time. You know, we've talked a lot about dismissal, but a lot of people don't realize that Pick My Kid includes a lot of other safety tools for managing emergencies. And these are some of my favorite features, actually, because that's something that a lot of schools know they have a gap in, mm-hmm. but they didn't realize that digital tools could help them. A lot of schools have, you know, those shiny red buttons in the front office to press for help or similar. But what happens if you're the gym teacher out on the playground? Mm-hmm. What do you do then, right? So with Pick My Kid, the amazing thing is that school staff can actually report emergencies and communicate with each other, as well as first responders, on any of their devices with web access. So they don't have to download anything. They don't have to, you know, buy fancy equipment, right, to be placed at certain areas of the school. And another piece of that is emergency document storage and student reunification. We all talk about, you know, when emergency happens, right? You call the police, you call the fire department. But if you're not closing that loop effectively, you're still leaving yourself vulnerable to what happens after the emergency, right? Because that's something that we don't talk about a lot is, okay, my emergency is over. Now what? How do I close this loop? Do I just let the kids go home, right, to their parents? Mm-hmm. But Pick My Kid actually has specific tools for student reunification that are integrated, and it actually piggybacks off of what the parents and students and staff do every day during dismissal. So even though hopefully, right, fingers crossed, you're not using the reunification that much, there's no relearning curve, right? You didn't forget your password or what's that site again? Because you do it every day and you're actually practicing for an emergency mm-hmm. every day just by dismissing your students safely. So
such a good point. That's a big one. Yeah, that's such a good point because, you know, we've all been there where we learn how to do something. And then if you're not practicing it, right, like you hope that you remember how to do that thing. But the things that we build into our routines, right, are the ones that we actually do. You know, I often tell a story of working with, I was kind of co-leading a workshop about literacy skills. And the co-presenter answered a question that came, you know, to us where someone had asked, like, what's the best kind of conference note form to use? And she's like, the one you actually use. Like, that's the best yep, one, right?
Exactly.
Like if the one that you built the routine around, that you're sticking with, that you're committed to, like, that's what's actually going to make the difference. And so, you know, when you talk about this idea of you're already using this tool, right, that does one thing really, really well that we're going to do all day, every day, no matter what, mm-hmm. but also yep. has those built-in pieces. So it's not like, what do I do? It's like, oh, I go here. Like, I know this, I use this, it's part of the routine. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to emphasize that because I think that sometimes gets lost when we think about, you know, different tools that we use or things that are like nice to have, right? But like, if you're using this all the time, it just is built into your behaviors. And, you know, I'm sure that you've got lots of stories from schools across the country, right, who are using Pick My Kid. And I've seen some of your, I want to say they're on YouTube shorts also. I feel like they've come across my little YouTube thing, like just conversations with people, different expo halls and all that. But is there a favorite story you can share to just help listeners wrap their head around the impact of using technology to make the school day smoother?
You know, once again, I've been doing it so long. I feel like I have so many, but one of the most recent things we came across this past school year, it really warmed my heart. We actually had, as you know, part one of our districts that's using Pick My Kid, we actually had a school, a special needs school, right, within their district mm-hmm. that came on board to use Pick My Kid. And, you know, a lot of people who have never worked with special needs schools don't realize kind of the difference and unique challenges they face. Mm-hmm. And one of the things is that a lot of times they have, you know, one-to-one requirements, meaning there's a, you know, a specific staff member who is assigned to a student. And one of the challenges they were facing is a lot of wasted time, because from the moment of drop-off to the moment of pickup, that person needs to be with the student, right? Mm-hmm. But if they don't know when the parent's arriving, right, or when they're finally on campus to pick up, there's a lot of time just sitting around waiting when they could be assisting with other activities or students. So when they implemented Pick My Kid, our system also has a drop-off feature where parents let you know when they're approaching campus for drop-off. So they chose to use that as a way to tell that staff member, hey, your one-to-one, right, assigned student is here or approaching. Come on down to the pickup area, grab the student, right? Now you have the timestamp of when they got to campus. And same thing for pickup. And to take it one step further, there were students in that school that were deaf. Mm-hmm. And so the normal loudspeaker method of dismissal is not effective for them. Mm-mm. With Pick My Kid, they were able to actually display, right, their dismissal car line order. So those students, like, they gained a little bit of independence back, right? Of knowing, mm-hmm. hey, there's my name up on that board. My mom and dad or nanny or neighbor or carpool person, right, is here to pick me up. And it felt really heartwarming and good that they got a little bit of that independence back. And it was accessible to them, right? Mm-hmm. Not just to the students who could hear. So that's just one of many, right? But I loved hearing such a unique way that mm-hmm. they could include their students, gain some time back, and, you know, ultimately save money, right? Because those staff could help accomplish a lot more in their time versus just sitting around waiting for the students to arrive. So that's probably one of my favorite stories.
Yeah. I mean, what a great illustration of just the multiple use cases, right? The different ways this can have an impact, right? Even though, say, our primary focus today, right, is talking about the school safety piece, right? There's that whole community building component, right? An accessibility component here for servicing students with different needs. And just, I'm so glad that you brought that up too, just to add on to all the things that can happen within this platform. So mm-hmm. I will make sure to link out. So anyone who's listening right now, you can click and learn more. And I'll put a link to that blog post that I was talking about too. So we'll have lots of links for you to explore. But Sydney, can you tell us, where can people connect with you? Where can they learn more about Pick My Kid?
Yeah, of course. So our website, right, which I know you'll link to, right, pickmykid.com. I'm actually super proud of all the resources we put there and how quickly and accessible it is to schedule a conversation with someone, a demo. We also have live chats if you just have a few questions, you know, if you're not quite ready to take that step for a full demo, you know, and how we can help your school. So whether you are a teacher, an administrator, a parent, there is information there depending on your role and how it can help you. So I will say our team is so, so helpful. I am so proud of them and we are truly passionate about this. So please do not hesitate if you have questions to ask. There are no dumb questions, right? We are 100% here to help. And, you know, our website is definitely a great place to start and we can live chat with you as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sydney, for your time today, for sharing all of these great ideas and resources. Appreciate you carving time to share with listeners.
Of course. Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
It was so much fun chatting with Sydney today to talk about a big topic like school safety and using technology to promote school safety. Let's finish up this episode with some key points to help make this EdTech easy. Help your school staff build routines during school dismissal. Use technology to help everyone save time. Increase family engagement by making it easy for them to communicate. Technology can help transform chaotic parts of the school day, including dismissal. Remember, you can find the show notes and the full list of resources from this episode at classtechtips.com/podcast, including all of the ways to connect with the team at Pick My Kid. A big thank you to our sponsor for this episode, Pick My Kid. If you're ready to show your staff and parents they can be confident in your school safety measures, get started with the leading school safety and dismissal platform today. Visit pickmykid.com, PIKMYKID, to request a demo and walk through exactly how this affordable technology will help you transform your experience. Bonus, you'll also see the 7 grants you can use to fund Pick My Kid. If you're listening to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or another favorite app, don't forget to hit the follow button. When you follow along with the podcast, each new episode will download for you automatically, or automagically is how it sometimes feels. That way you don't miss a thing. If you have a moment and are feeling extra helpful today, please leave a rating or review for the podcast. It can help other educators find the podcast when they're searching for topics like EdTech in their podcast app. Have a great week and check back on Tuesday morning for another new episode of the Easy EdTech podcast.